your sister journal?
Sasha, 2 weeks later, the Russians shot him because he put up the national flag in the fire over the fireman's building. Fire. Our farm into kolkhoz, and they sold it for. Mostly, they kept all the horses there, and the roundabout farmers, they could rent the horses for work. I had never worked so hard as that fall, yeah, sure. Then we got the farm back, and I had to take care. And seeing that it was a kolkhoz for all the horses, most of the fields were with oats. And they all came ripe pretty nearly in the same time. And all I had were two horses left. The rest already had been gone. I think the Russians probably took most of them. And the one horse was a ride, had been a riding horse. And the other one had been so sick, had been left in a ditch when the Russians were fleeing. And he only had one eye, and he had been something probably with an army horse, something too. Wasn't used to going in the machines, you know. And he would go so far, and then he would stop and start to back up into the machine. And all the straw and the grain would get mound up in the wheels. And I had awful time to pull it all out so it could go again and get the horse to go again. How did I know? I saw that the body. I don't know who told me, who was the first one to cut, but I know somebody said that two of them had been killed. There was the other young fellow. He was only 19 years old and Sasha was 21 years old. And I guess they both were working in the hospital, and they both had been involved with the flag, and they had taken them out in the city square, and there were ditches dug for air raid that you could hide if the planes came, and the bodies had been dumped in there. But already his parents had heard, I guess, before me, because the bodies were not there anymore. They were in his mother's house when he was. He was laid out there, and he had been shot right there. And I don't know, if you get so young and you get cut, shot, it looked like it had healed the wound, you know. It. As if there was a scab over it. Underneath the other side, all the blood had run out underneath. But, yeah, just the end of the Russians then. The Germans then took over. And that was another, he and another, I don't know, the younger one, I guess they were from somewhere else. The parents had come and got the body. And the funeral only for Sasha was there. And there was a Latvian army officer had been killed too at the same time. The two of them were both buried in the National War Cemetery in Valka. And I don't think there was anybody at home that particular day when the funeral was. I think everybody who lived in Valka went to that funeral. It was a big parade, long time. And funny, when so many things happened, I couldn't cry. I just absolutely couldn't. It just, as if you are anesthetized or whatever it happens, I don't know, something. So September. And a year later came Herta with the kids. And by that time, Mr. and Mrs. Higgins, they had found a place and 86th Avenue, somewhere, the milkman had told them that it's coming free, and they right away went there, and so we got the house then. And then Hertha and kids came, they lived then in the basement, and we moved upstairs. Yeah. It was terrible, I think, for Dintra and Ivar, really. You know, you have strange country, strange language, and September school started, and they get shut into school right away. And Dintra was a very smart girl. She really was a clever one. And you get put 2-3 grades back, but it didn't take her just a very short time before she was up and passed, you know. But Ivar, I think, had a little bit harder time because coming back, oh, we know Dintra, she's so clever, she's so smart. Then I am nothing. You kind of think, you know, mm-hmm. always. People don't even think that they hurt the other person's feeling, you know. But that's well, hurt is the kids, they both speak Latvian, yeah. They both still can speak Latvian. But Ted and I, we already decided on the English, and so that's... I am Canadian, I couldn't even... I am Canadian, I'm more Canadian than Canadians, I think. It's aunts, his father's sisters, they were lived in Vancouver, and Aunt Nan was the oldest one of the family that had... The mother had died when they were still young women, and she kind of looked after all the family, and so she was the head of the family. And when Ted wrote to her that he's married a Latvian girl, well, he said, the letter he got from Nan, that your mother will turn over in the grave, that burying somebody and bringing here and kind of thing, terrible letter, made Ted mad too, and she tore up the letter. Too bad, but I would have liked to read what she said about it, but it was gone. And then she came to visit a year later, you know, when Jim was born, my first son. She came to Edmonton and got to know me. And then it turned the other way around when she phoned from... She never wanted to talk to Ted, that she always asked for me, that it turned out that I didn't have green polka dots or something. Absolutely nothing to do with black people. I had really never seen any black people till wartime. I came in Germany, and actually the first black person I saw, it was a soldier, and it was a train station or somewhere, and he was something, and a big black guy, and the way he kind of pulled up this girl, I guess she was some German girl or something, just pulled her up, the baby, the way he said, I thought, Jesus, girl, what are they like, you know? If you don't know the person and see something like that,